Friday night in week three of the high school football season for Red Rider Stadium. It was a wild one. In the end, West Holmes behind a dominant second half would get the win over Orville by the final score of 50-39. Orville led 18-7 at one point in that first half. West Holmes would then get a touchdown pass of 41 yards down from Braden Parsons to Reed Hawksworth to make it 18-14. And after Orville would score, it would be another score and a touchdown pass by Parsons to Reed Hawksworth again. This time a 22-yard touchdown pass would make it a 25-21 lead for Orville at halftime. But the second half belonged to the Knights. In the third quarter, it would be Braden Parsons again connecting with Coy Beachy in a 15-yard touchdown pass. That would be followed up by a touchdown run, an 11-yard touchdown run by Chris Williams, and a two-point conversion by Rhett Cheney. Gave West Holmes a 36-25 lead through three. He would tack on two more scores in the fourth with West Holmes. Another touchdown pass by Parsons to Coy Beachy, this time a 19-yard touchdown pass. Then Chris Williams get a one-yard touchdown run to cap off the scoring for West Holmes with 4:29 to go. And the Knights got the win by the final score of 50-39. In all for the game, West Holmes ran for 180 yards and also threw 320 yards passing on the night for 501 yards of total offense in that 50-39 victory. For West Holmes, they'll improve the record to 2-1 overall. They are now won two games in a row. Orville drops the record to 2-1. Again, the final score in high school football from Red Rider Stadium, West Holmes defeats Orville by the score of 50-39. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.